You know the national headlines. In a moment, we'll give you the local news for our area from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight, overnight low temperature around 59 degrees with a chance of some heavy downpours of rain. Tomorrow, continued cloudy with an 80% chance of rain. Daytime high temperatures around 68 degrees, the overnight low around 53. More rain expected on Sunday. Won't get much better until Monday with partly cloudy skies expected and a high of around 60. Topping Friday's local news, accidents reported today include a two-vehicle collision on Robbins Drive with reported injuries there. City police and the fire department assisted at that scene. Around 7:30 on Friday morning, an accident was reported on the Berridge Road at Mapleton. Possible injuries reported there. Sheriff deputies and volunteers from the Wendelville Fire Company responded. And on Thursday night, city firemen were called to the Sheridan Hotel at 300 3rd Street, where some riders became stuck in an elevator on the second floor. They made quick work of that elevator rescue with no injuries reported. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, our news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. Who's Chris Moore? Well, he's the premier appliance repairman in our area who will come to your home and fix your home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. He's been doing it for 44 years, so you're getting a real bargain with this guy. And you'll like him so much, you'll recommend him to your friends and family. The only thing is, you don't know when you're going to need him, so put his number in your cell phone. 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the local news also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy, located on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street. Now, you know there's some drugstores in the area that are closing, so you better think about where you're getting your next prescription. How about Wellness Park or Community Medical? Call them at 260-1918. Ask about their free delivery service and find out what true customer care really means. Wellness Park and Community Medical of Niagara Falls, two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. In other local news, at Walmart, a woman reportedly arrested for shoplifting. Looks like she'll have more charges added by another store in the area. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that while Tanya Chestnut was being arrested at Walmart, security officers allegedly found two packages of crab legs that were stolen from Wegmans. After confirming that theft with Wegmans, security officers there said they'll be applying for a warrant for Chestnut in the case, who allegedly walked out of that store with $159 worth of stolen shellfish. A disabled resident of the town of Wheatfield reported to deputies that he received a call from a man claiming to be from Microsoft, who identified himself complete with an employee number and told the man his computer had been hacked and he needed to verify some numbers to fix the problem. After talking to the caller for a while, the man called the sheriff department, feeling it might have been a scam, and it was. He told deputies he wasn't sure what numbers he might have given the caller, and deputies advised him to check with his bank to protect all his accounts and to make sure they were advised about the incident. On the Rochester Road in Lockport, sheriff deputies are investigating a large quantity of tools stolen from a contractor working on a new build house in the area. Turned up missing from the site were various tools, including two generators, ladders, and saws. That loss was estimated at over $4,000. The owner told deputies that while they were working at the house, some scrappers came by and were asking about what they might have there. But the contractor said he told them to go away. Now he's thinking they may have come back. Deputies are investigating. As we told you first yesterday, State's Canal System officially opens this weekend, and there's a celebration in Lockport planned on Saturday. The celebration of this year's opening of the Erie Canal System includes demonstrations, a tribute to those who take care of the locks, complete with the issuing of a Key to the Locks Award. The public's invited to check out the festivities, which will all be free, beginning on Saturday in Lockport. And the New York State inducted nominee by Senator Rob Ort, Jenny Ray Bronco, has been inducted as its 2025 Woman of Distinction. Jenny Ray is the co-founder of Homestead for Hope. Each year, one outstanding woman from each Senate district is honored for their outstanding contributions to their communities. And this year, Jenny Ray was Senator Ort's nominee from the 62nd Senate District. It's a privilege to nominate and induct her, he said. Calling her a dedicated, hard-working woman, who embodies the spirit of service, where individuals with disabilities and other disadvantages thrive by being outside and working in an agricultural setting. Her work has undoubtedly changed the lives of countless individuals and families, and Senator Ort added that he can't thank her enough for her dedication to the community. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our 24-hour Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. And remember, the Links of Niagara is still open for you to get those last-minute practices in before you hit the greens this summer on the same golf simulators that the pros use. They're in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in Niagara Falls. And if you want details or to book your next tee time, call them at 285-0610. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or at your convenience by going to Facebook and entering Niagara.net in the search bar. Hear real local news first here on Niagara Radio. And here's a reminder on the weekend and at night, if major news should break out, we'll break in and tell you about it. Real news that's free from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.